you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near.
Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Tuesday, January 17th, 2016. With me are our wellness experts on this, the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends, and we're still working out some glitches. It's interesting. I'm getting an echo sound. We have Jim Gunther painting over my right shoulder, working on the new drapery. It's kind of neat when you come out to our grand opening open house this Friday. Wow, just putting that shade down made a difference in the sound of my headphones, and so we're testing a new way of doing the morning program, and I appreciate both our wellness experts to be together. This will be our third in a series of wellness conversations on Tuesday. We're calling them Wellness Tuesdays. And you heard from Dr. Zachariah, a few weeks ago, some of his testimony and life journey and how the Lord brought him to himself during a Billy Graham crusade. And those programs are archived at greatnewsradio.org. So I think you'll be blessed by his testimony and sharing. And then Dr. Jim Painter followed up a few weeks ago on the Wednesday and Thursday edition of Mark and Friends, some of his life story. And in fact, his wife, Rosie, is now a part of our conversational English class. And so we appreciate her expertise and sharing some of her gifts and her experiences of teaching international students for many years. So we kind of got a package deal with you, Jim. So thank you for joining us. And
thanks.
You're freshly back from what part of the country or world?
California.
And what were you doing in California?
There was a conference, a technology conference, and I was speaking about health and wellness there.
Okay, and would you say it was a success? Did it seem like people were taking in some of your advice or counsel or what?
You know, everybody wants to know about nutrition, and mm-hmm. so it's hard to have a bad discussion with people because everybody wants to know what the truth is.
And then how long was this presentation?
Yeah, it was just an hour presentation. There were probably 200 people there that were just in kind of the tech field.
Well, we're glad you're back for today.
Thanks.
And you're only in town for so many days?
3 days.
3 days. Then where are you heading?
Orlando.
Is this for another conference?
It's another conference with the National School Nutrition Association.
Well, we appreciate getting our hands on your first edition. I don't know. Yeah, first edition. Maybe this is going to be
so
worth
excited,
extra
yes.
money. Let's Eat Mindfully by Jim Painter, with Rosie Painter assisting in various ways. Now, her role was not only editor and fine-tuning things, but did she give some input into this book?
She gives lots of the technical input because I don't write. I'm a professor,
yeah.
which by definition means that I'm not a good writer. So I speak, and so she would take things that I would speak and then try and turn them into words that would sound good in a written form. And
mm-hmm.
so this is kind of a talk that I've been giving for at least a decade and a half, and then Dr. Rayma Zachariah here convinced me to put it into a book form and package it with his, and so now we have it as of last week.
And Lord willing, we'll have copies available this Friday and Saturday at our Great News Radio Grand Opening Open House, and we're still seeing if they're going to be shipped and arrive in time.
Yes.
And these are available. We're still working on the price, either around $7.
I think so, yeah.
Give or take a few cents. And Dr. Zachariah, you'll be signing your books both Friday and Saturday at our Grand Opening Open House, Friday from 4 to 8, Saturday from 9 to 2. And you have a three-package deal for $10. Let's Move Mindfully, Let's Breathe Mindfully, and then a little pamphlet on Improving Your Balance, Preventing Falls. So that's going to be a three-pack deal for $10. In fact, I've sold a number of them. People have just stopped by and picked them up. They heard your sharing last week or recently and said, can I get the book? And we have those available right here at the Great News Radio Center at Lincoln Square.
I really look forward to the book signing. And more important is we want them to sign up for our wellness program and wellness walk.
Yeah, so when they purchase the books for $10, your intent is so they have it as a resource, but more importantly, that they sign up for a workshop, a free workshop, because the book will walk them through the very things you'll teach at the workshop.
Literally walk them through. We would then walk around the Lincoln Square when they come, how many steps and how many breaths. And we are going to introduce a whole new concept, how many breaths you take to walk 1 mile.
In fact, one of the walkers around here and a good friend of this radio ministry and myself for many years. She walked in and purchased your book yesterday, and she was really interested in the workshops. And Marianne said, you have to see Dr. Z in person, because reading something on paper is one thing, but actually having somebody demonstrate and walk you through, she said, will be really important and real helpful. So if they show up on Friday or Saturday, not only can they purchase the book, but you'll be able to demonstrate and talk them through some things and then get them to sign up for the free workshop.
I wouldn't use the word purchase. When you give that $10, you have signed yourself into the wellness workshop and wellness walk. Mm-hmm. Our intention is to promote wellness. Mm-hmm. And so this is the package that includes. Now, Dr. Jim Painter has just introduced the Let's Eat Mindfully, which is the most important aspect of our living. And Dr. Jim Painter, it's only when you eat and drink then you can breathe and walk.
That's exactly right. If you don't eat enough, eventually you're not breathing or walking.
Yeah. Well, it's been interesting since you were here with us, Dr. Jim. I have been much more mindful and intentional. It's baby steps. I haven't been proficient in either, but I've been much more cognizant of the fact that when I eat, that's the focus. It's not multitasking. It's not signing thank yous.
Good.
It's not doing other things. And I've been, like, even my daughter, she's running around the house with something in her hand. I said, Esther, if you're going to eat, sit down, focus on what you're eating. And so I'm thinking a lot more about it, even just relaxing. And that's with the breathing that you're key on, Dr. Z, is breath is so important. And so if you're rushing when you're eating or you're rushing through life, you're not taking the proper amount of breath.
Absolutely. And even eating in that book is described how to chew slowly, bite five times, chew five times as you breathe in, or four times, five times, six times, the same number of times as you breathe out. Mm-hmm. So therefore, you would be eating less and chewing more because your mouth is the first digestive organ. It's not your stomach. Mm. So a good part of digestion, we skip by swallowing our food.
And we're in such a high-paced life that when we're chewing big bite-sized pieces instead of making it much smaller where it's more digestible or easier probably on the whole system. So this Let's Eat Mindfully, we talked about it a few weeks ago that you were in the process of writing it, that Dr. Z was kind of a catalyst to say, Jim, how about we work together and do a series of books? And then, you know, you had Rosie working on it. And so are you pleased with how it's turned out? And this is available online, I know, in case we don't have them by Friday. How would they purchase them online? Or is
that
all
Rosie?
Yeah, they
are on Amazon, so they can find it on Amazon. And it's nice because people have been asking me for years, once I get done with a lecture, where can I find this stuff? And you really can't unless you go digging into the scientific literature yourself. And so really it's the first time that we have it in a written form and you can go back and refer to it, because you only catch so much when you hear it the first time. And then you lose it over the days and you forget it. And if you don't have it in a written form, it's difficult to stick with it.
And I'm so glad that, Jim, you got a break after two decades of running around the world. So you had a couple of months available to get this. And this is absolutely God-ordained.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. You have a number of charts in here. So walk us through a little of what you wanted to accomplish by putting this on paper.
Well, my contention is that food is everywhere and portions are bigger. And, you know, food used not to be everywhere. And we had going to the gas station, getting gas, getting oil, getting cigarettes. You couldn't eat, you know, forever. And then all of a sudden in the 50s and the 60s, it changed. And you had to walk past 1,000 foods to pay for your gas. And then in the 50s and the 60s, fast food came in. And you can go down the street every 1,000 yards and get another meal in 1 minute. Uh-huh. And you buy the food in a minute, and you eat it in 2 minutes, and you've eaten 1,000, 1,500, 2,000 calories. That used not to be. Mm-hmm. And so what do we do to help ourselves in this new culture where food is everywhere and portions are bigger? I had someone buy a old hutch down at, it was in Amish country, and they brought it home, and then the dishes wouldn't fit because the dishes were so big. They wouldn't go high. They wouldn't go flat. They wouldn't even sit in there. And so they couldn't use it with their dishes, because dishes used to be a little 6-inch, 8-inch plate, and now they're 10, 12, 14 inches, and everything is bigger. And so what do we do in that environment? That's what the book talks about.
Yeah, we talked about that, or I referenced that I had heard some people talking about having smaller plates.
Right.
Because the tendency is you put less on it, or when you start stacking it up, it's a little embarrassing when you have, you know, food 8 inches high. So, yeah, that was kind of like a tip or a unique way. Just set your food on a smaller plate, and then maybe it even mentally appears like you have more on it because you're filling up a smaller plate.
Right.
So, yeah.
Jim, something about portion control, which is something that I always, when I look at food, I say, look, portion control, mindfully. So say something about that.
Well, we've done so many studies, dozens and dozens of them over the years, and portion control is difficult. You can tell people eat less portions, but you go to the fast food place and you get a huge portion.
Mm-hmm.
So when people eat out, my wife has done this for probably 2 decades, and she'll get this huge plate, and you look at it and go, oh my goodness, that's enough for 3 people, and then you eat it.
Yeah.
And so what she does, she'll take the spaghetti and get it to go box ahead of time, puts half of it away in a container, spreads the food out over the plate, and then eats it, and then has another meal for the next day. So I wondered if it worked, and I had one of my students do their master's thesis on it, and we did that exact experiment. We had them come into our restaurant. We gave half the people a to-go box at the end of the meal, and there's never anything left. There was about an ounce. We gave them 18 ounces. There was an ounce left. And then when we had the other group, we put 9 ounces on the plate, and we put 9 ounces in a box. They could take more from the box if they wanted, but most people didn't. Mm. And so they ended up saving most of what they had in the box. And so it's an easy way of helping ourselves get smaller portions when we're in a restaurant.
Yeah. Well, I know one thing, and I don't know, it's that I can't say Dutch part of me, and I don't want to label any ethnic group, but I like a bargain. And when I go into a buffet, I eat to get my money's worth, which is a mistake. And sometimes I have felt like I can't go to some of those places because I don't have the discipline yet, because I get something I like and I put portions of this and more mashed potatoes and then the potato salad and some of this. And it's because partly I want to get a good bargain,
right.
You know, but I got to be cognizant of it's not good for me. It's not healthy. And so while I'm working through the discipline of it, I'm also thinking maybe I just don't go to some of those to tempt myself.
And we must always remember that whatever we put in our mouth and swallow, the body has to deal with it.
Yeah.
There's no way body can throw it out. And so, therefore, you have to be very careful how much you put in your mouth and swallow it.
Yeah. And then I like, just like you're saying, how many times you chew. That is another method of slowing down the eating habit, if you will.
And I agree with you, though. There's certain things that are just dangerous. And an all-you-can-eat food bar should have a big red X on it. It's dangerous.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you go in there, you've got to have some kind of a plan or you're just done.
Right.
And even with the best intentions, it's hard.
Yeah.
And so my first advice is don't go there.
Yeah.
You know, avoid them. If you do, the best plan is to do the embarrassing thing that you talked about. To say you're going to take one plate.
Yeah.
You pile what you can on that plate, and then you say, I'm not going back, and you make the decision, and that works sometimes, but you know, for me, sometimes that gets overridden too, and I go, well, forget it anyway, I'm going to go back and eat more.
Yeah. Well, I will say, though, I was proud of myself yesterday. I ate at the Tang Dynasty right in the mall here. And, you know, thank you, God, the owner there, Sue, she wrote out a $100 check to the station. Oh, I just wanted to donate. Appreciate you coming in here eating. But I was very intentional this time. They have this General Chicken and some other things that I really like. It's very American General Chicken. The Chinese don't eat this, but they make it for the Americans. And I put just enough on my plate. I thought, not too little, but I was thinking, do I want to come back? And I said, nope, I'm going to do it just one plateful. And I did that, and I did a couple egg rolls and a couple other things and some rice, but that was it. And I was really glad afterwards because I didn't have that, oh, I'm so full, because I have a tendency, I eat till I'm full, and by the time you're full, you already have overdone it. I mean, once you start feeling full while you're eating, you past that line. But I was very intentional. One plate, I didn't go back up. I didn't have that like 2 in the afternoon where I had to fall asleep because I was so full. So I am making headways, but I am very mindful.
Right.
Like what you're saying, Dr. Z, what you put into your mouth, you got to digest, your body's got to process, you're taxing the system.
And also, as you said, Mark, whatever you put in your mouth, hold it there and chew more. Just that chewing more, interestingly, satiety center is possibly connected with the number of times you chew, the total number of times with a meal you chew. we need to show it by research. But the more you chew, the more you enjoy the food, and the more you'll be satisfied, and the less you eat.
In case you just tuned in, you're listening to the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. I have our wellness experts in the studio, becoming good friends, Dr. Z, Dr. Zachariah, who's been with us the last three Tuesdays, and also Dr. Jim Painter, who's a nutritionist and has got his PhD in nutrition.
Yes.
And you're a consultant for, what, like 8 or 10 different businesses, a lot of unique companies that have brought you on to share the joys of nutrition. What do they bring you on for, to educate their staff and their customers and the public on, like, the advantages of eating sun-made raisins? Like, how does that all work?
One of the main things that we do is to try and make healthy alternatives to foods we like. And the idea is to take out sugar, put in raisins, put in treetop apples. So I work with sun-made raisins, treetop apples. And then we want to take the white flour out and put something nutritious in. I was on the phone this morning with the head of the Sorghum Council. Work with Bush's beans, and so we put in beans and lentils and sorghum in place of white flour. So what we do in a lot of the meetings, we teach people how to make food look good and taste good and be healthy by stealth. And so we come up with recipes like brownies made with sorghum flour, raisins and dates, no sugar, no white flour, decadently chocolatey, delicious. But they're really good for you, too. It's like an entree masquerading as a dessert. So that's what they have me out doing most of the time.
Now, Dr. Z, have your eating habits changed since you've known Jim?
Totally. Yeah, totally. Ever since Dr. Jim Painter is one, you'll be sitting at the edge of your chair when he talks. And it's so captivating. And we made a trip together last year, just this month, January last year, to India. And he was the main speaker at the annual function of National Institute of Nutrition, the top nutrition research center in South Asia. Anyway, yes, the answer is yes, it changed. I have a meeting with him, portion control, and bringing in breathing and increase the number of chewing that you do per mouthful made a whole lot of difference. I used to finish my food much earlier than my wife, which she's a slow eater. Now I finish later.
Well, Dr. Jim, I don't know if you noticed when you came in, but we're going to be handing these out on Friday and Saturday, but there was 504 canisters of Tootsie Rolls.
No, I did not.
Yeah,
I missed those on the way in.
Yeah, they're Tootsie Roll banks, and in fact, we'll probably have volunteers tomorrow and Thursday helping me put labels on them. We'll have a little label on the bottom so people know they came from Great News Radio, and then a sticker with our frequencies. But I was thinking, I wonder how many calories they're going to have to walk and burn off to justify eating some of these. But you said something interesting, that when you eat mindfully, it doesn't mean you have to cut out snacks and treats and your favorite desserts. You use the word like moderation.
Right.
And being mindful that there are some fast foods that are better than other fast foods.
Right.
And some about that saturated, a certain kind of fat or something that oftentimes companies put into products. Is it saturated fats or something? What is that where you want to be mindful of how many of those you're putting into your system?
Saturated fat is not something that I'm that concerned about anymore. I taught about it for 50 years and found out that that was not the great demon we thought it was. There's other things. And really the thing that we consume too much of now is sugar. And sugar's not bad. I think chocolate milk is a great way to drink milk. But we get way, way, way too much sugar. And that seems to be the problem in most disease states now, is the amount of refined carbohydrates and sugar. And again, I don't think that you should not eat them. You have to have creative ways to eat less. And so one of the things you can do, we talked about the restaurant, but in the grocery store, when you buy a big container of something, you come home and you grab more out of it, whether it's spaghetti or Crisco or M&Ms, no matter what it is, the bigger the container, the more you scoop out. So you want to be putting your hand into smaller containers. And if you want to get the huge bag of chips and it's inexpensive and you're thrifty, then when you get home, you have to open it up. Don't count it. Just throw it into little 10, 20 little baggies. People tell me, no, I'd eat the same amount. Well, just think about this. If you have to decide to stop eating a bag of chips that has 20 servings in it, or you have to make a decision to get up every time and get another portion 10 times, Which one's going to make you eat less?
Yeah.
I mean, just the laziness factor comes in, like, oh, you know, I'm so hungry, but I'm a pig anyway, and I'm tired, I'm not getting up.
Turn it into a couch potato, so I'm just going to stay here.
That's exactly right. And there's things you can do. So that's one thing you can do is snacking. Do it snacking mindfully. When you have discrete portions that you have to go get, it makes you mindful of how much you're eating.
I think of an old Juul term. I worked in a grocery store, and we called it the self-regenerating like product. So, like when you have Oreos, you eat till they're gone. And so, if you don't have them, you don't tend to eat them. But once you get that snack or whatever it is, it kind of regenerates itself. It's just like you eat, it's gone, and then you go and buy more. But if you don't have them, you can do without them. It's not like a big deal. And so, I like your idea of maybe you have those favorite foods. Maybe it's the Oreo cookies, and if you sit down with the whole pack in front of you, yeah, it's going to be maybe 9 of them. But if you have like 3 or 4 in your discipline, and you're thinking, you know, 3 or 4 is a good snack. I don't need too many more than that. Maybe you're saying, Mark, 1 or 2 would be fine for you.
But, no, I'm surprised you said just eat 9, because if I sit down with a bag, I go through the entire bag, and then I have a stomachache. But how do you do that is the question. And so the way we do that is by putting in the bag. If you have a whole container of Oreos, I think I'm just going to have 1, 2, 3, 5, 10, 50, 80, 100, pretty soon the bag's gone. And if you throw them into individual bags, take 3 of them at a time, throw them into a bag, zip it up, and then all of a sudden you've got 10 bags.
Right.
And you say, I'll take a bag. That at least gives you the chance to know when to stop and to say, no, I won't get another one.
Right.
And again, the laziness factor really works for us there, because eventually if it's across the room or down the hall or upstairs somewhere, you have to get up and go get it.
Yeah.
And it helps cut it down. So it's just a tool to help us eat less.
And you can probably burn a calorie or two off while you're heading towards that cabinet again.
That's right.
Well, this concludes the Wellness Tuesday, and this is the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. We appreciate Dr. Jim Painter and Dr. Alex Zachariah for carving out time. If you stop by our website, probably within the next 2 days, we're going to have a sign up for a wellness workshop to talk about wellness walk and eating mindfully, breathing mindfully, and moving mindfully, and upcoming walks that we'll have right here at Lincoln Square, and some workshops that you can sign up for, free workshops, and we appreciate both of them participating and helping putting together these workshops so that you can be blessed. Well, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.
Hold on.